The Arizona House of Representatives released its budget plan on Thursday, nearly a week after both the governor and the Senate unveiled their own proposals. Legislators are ahead of schedule this year in the hopes of getting the budget done early in the session and getting out of the Capitol sooner to hit the campaign trail. With us now to talk about how realistic that goal looks today is Andrew Oxford with the Arizona Republic. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are some of the highlights of the House budget?
Right. So this is a plan for nearly $12.3 billion in spending in the next fiscal year. And this, you know, includes finishing out the 20 by 2020 raise for
teachers.
Exactly. It includes some of the one-time infrastructure spending that the governor talked a lot about in his State of the State address. But it also calls for things like paying down debt, as well as at this point, a still kind of vague plan for some sort of tax cut. You know, this is, I think, going to be where the debate really goes over the next few months is the state has a surplus. It's going to have some extra money. Where and how do lawmakers spend it? And I think you're going to see a lot of talk in the coming months about coming down on this issue of tax cuts, what to cut, where, and by how much.
Well, so how strenuous do you think that debate is going to be? I mean, how much different is what the House is proposing than what the Senate proposed and to maybe a larger degree what the governor proposed?
Yeah, leaders say they're all pretty close at this point. I mean, you're not seeing the, you know, kind of standoff that you might see, you might have seen in different years. But I think that the sticking points are going to be in the details, right? The governor has talked, for example, about a tax cut that would exempt the pensions of you know, military retirees from the state income tax. You know, you've seen Senator J.D. Mesnard float a plan that would cut taxes, you know, much more extensively, but to the tune of about $400 million over the next 3 years. It would include, you know, repealing early the highway user fee, changes in capital gains tax, things like that. So I think you're going to see a lot of wrangling over, you know, which of these cuts go forward, how broad are these cuts? You know, are we going to see things that affect, you know, a lot of Arizonans, or are we going to see people kind of fighting over things that maybe affect, you know, one industry or one set of businesses?
Let me ask you about the debt reduction proposal, because there's been so much talk with the surplus at the Capitol that, you know, there's this pot of ongoing money that can be used for things that happen year after year versus one-time money, which is money that the state has now, which may or may not have in the future. And a lot of Republicans, especially in the House, are talking about paying down debt, much more so, it seems, than what their counterparts in the Senate and the governor have been talking about.
That's right. You know, I talked to Regina Cobb, who is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and you know, she really emphasized that they want to find places that they can pay down, you know, sort of outstanding obligations. We've heard this, I think, from a number of sides about ratcheting up what's called district additional assistance. It's a really wonkish term for a type of school funding, right? That the legislature
pays for books and
that's
all
right,
sorts of things.
And the legislature is committed to ramping that up over the next few years. Chairwoman Cobb has said, why don't we just do that this year? Let's just make it all happen this year, get it out of the way. You know, they're looking at $300 million in ongoing spending that they can commit, but they've got $685 million in one-time funding. So why not use that to, you know, go ahead with obligations that they've already got?
So both the House and Senate have talked about doing the budget earlier this year. We mentioned that in the intro to this conversation. Does it seem, I know we're only, what, a week or two into session, does it seem as though they're on track for that, to have something in maybe the end of February, early March?
Yeah, it's early days, but people have plenty of reason, right? I mean, it's an election year. People are going to want to, you know, get out of the Capitol, get back to campaigning. You know, and I think that having money too might ease this process a little bit. And as much as people are not fighting over what spending to cut, there's plenty to go around, plenty to keep people happy. Of course, that can create its own set of problems. So, you know, I do think that you saw people set to work pretty early, though, and that, you know, that's promising. But, you know, I think legislators have come forward with ideas to fill some of the holes, too, that the governor left in his State of the State. And I think you could see some wrangling around that, too, you know, on issues like housing, which I don't think the governor really talked about. But, you know, you've seen proposals from both Republican legislators and Democrats to increase funding for the Housing Trust Fund. You know, same thing with care for vulnerable adults. You've seen proposals from both Republicans and Democrats in the legislature to increase funding for inspectors to investigate allegations of abuse and neglect in nursing homes. These were things that we didn't see such an emphasis on in the governor's budget. And I think the legislature now is going to be going back and kind of finding those things that they want to fill in.
Filling in some gaps kind of thing, what they see as gaps anyway.
Exactly.
All right. That is Andrew Oxford with the Arizona Republic. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks so much.